Now let's send it back to the Ponderosa Steakhouse in Portland with more of the Breakfast Club. Here is your host, John Boggs.
You just gave me a straight intro. I can't believe that, Jeffrey.
Haven't had much coffee this morning yet.
I told Sam right before we came on, I said, I've got to have a good comeback for Jeff. Thanks for not having have to put me on the spot there.
I'm thinking.
I know you are. I know you are. Hey, this hour, half hour, we've got Mayor Dan Watson and City Councilwoman Judy Garr.
Good morning.
From
good
Dunkirk morning, with us. We're going to find out a little bit about the Main Street Beautification Project. Judy, I asked you before we went on the air, when did this project start?
The project was in the planning stages for a few months, but last year during Glass Days on a Saturday at the Dunkirk Elks, we initiated our first money-making project by a community breakfast, and it was overwhelming. We ran out of everything.
Wonderful.
So just basically a year ago, we started the project, and with the breakfast that's coming up this Saturday, hopefully it will put the finishing touches on it, and we'll get all the trees planted.
Let's tell our listeners exactly what all's encompassed with the tree project, too. How many trees, what areas covered?
We, approximately 114 trees.
Wow.
From the north end to the south end of Dunkirk. We started with the first trees that we planted. We started on the south end of Dunkirk and are working towards the north end. There are a variety of trees. Kind of some history why we're doing this. Back in 2008, the state finished up our highway project and gave us the new highway and the road and sidewalks and curbs. However, with that beautification effort on the state's part, they took all of our trees down on Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of alumni, a lot of people coming back into town missed the trees. Mm-hmm. So the beautification jumped on the project and got it going, and it was overwhelming, the response we got and the donations we got.
I know there was a period where you could stand on the very north end of town and almost see the city limits on the south end looking straight south.
At one time, it looked like a war zone.
Yeah.
When you came into Dunkirk without, all you saw were the power lines and no trees. And if you're familiar with Dunkirk years ago, when the trees were all in with their leaves on it, it was almost like a tunnel going down Main Street. So,
now let me ask you, was it a condition that Dan Watson put down to run for mayor that you had to have the trees planted before the mayor?
I'll defer to the mayor on that.
I wish. You know, I tell you what, and we really have to thank the state because they did a fantastic job with the Main Street reconstruction. It looks awesome. You know, the fact that we have so many committees in Dunkirk that are striving to make Dunkirk a better place, that they took this project on their own, and you know, it's wonderful. It's just, you know, it's going to make things look, it looks so much nicer already, and these trees have only been planted last fall, so
yes,
you know, give them a few years, and when they were blooming, it just looks awesome. So you know, obviously the goal to get these trees in the ground and finish that part of the project. I know there's something else will come up. I mean, this group is constantly working on something, so I don't know what their next project is, but you know, we welcome everything they do, along with the other groups that also help, but it's just awesome to have groups like that are willing to jump in and take on a project like this and for the better of the city.
I know you have you've got a really good group of active citizens. You know, you have a local retailer, Bill Blankenbaker, and Chuck Reif doing commercials to promote the breakfast coming up this weekend. Tell us a little bit about the breakfast, Dan.
It's from 7 to 10 at the Dunkirk Elks. It's a free will offering. You know, I welcome everyone to come down. I would love to see people from Portland come over. You know, even though it's a Dunkirk project, I would like to see support from all over the county. I think it's important that the different cities support each other, so by all means, come over, you know, have breakfast. It's a free will offering. Visit with friends and just have a good time.
Now, what do we have to do in terms of donations to push this thing over the finish line?
Well, right now we're still accepting donations.
Okay.
To sponsor a tree is $225.
Okay.
And that involves the purchasing of the tree, the planting of the trees, which I'd like to say Cook's Nursery here in Portland, Kyle Cook, is just, he's way on top of, you know, he's just a great kid.
Yeah.
Well, I call him a kid, but that's initially, we'll, and then with along with that, you will get your name on a plaque that will be stored downtown at some businesses that we've been taking them around to the different businesses.
Okay.
So
okay.
$225, we will accept any donations.
Okay.
But like I said, that will get you where you will sponsor one tree. I'd like to go back to the breakfast and
okay.
tell the menu, if that's okay.
Oh, sure, sure.
We're having scrambled eggs,
uh-huh.
a bacon from Fisher's Market,
uh-huh.
Biscuit and gravy,
mm-hmm.
and homemade biscuits by Andrea Weekly. Everyone knows Andrea's biscuits.
Chuck
so.
Reif says they're the biggest, best biscuits
oh,
you've ever seen.
They are so big and fluffy, and they're delicious, and scrambled eggs. So it's just going to be, you're going to get your tummy full. So.
Okay, good. And that again is Saturday from 7:30 or 7?
7 to 10.
7 to 10?
Yes.
At the Elks Lodge.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right
okay.
on Main Street.
Or till you run out of food, if...
Well, right.
Awesome.
Do you know how many eggs and bacon we already got? I've never.
Well, you're expecting a crowd.
Yes, we
good,
are.
Good.
Yes, we are.
Well, you know, downtown Dunkirk has changed so completely in the last year because of these trees. I don't know, is it the north part that you have yet to finish?
Yes.
Okay. It seems like every time I'm there, I see trees all over, so it's hard to see where there's blank space.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys have done a wonderful job. Any idea on what the next projects are going to be?
I'm not sure. I know they're talking.
Judy's starting to say something.
They're still. I think they're still working on some, possibly getting some different lighting downtown. I'm not sure where we're at on that.
I think that's one of our goals, is the street lighting.
Okay.
And then again, the grant we got from Amy Huffman procured a grant for us for a study of the downtown revitalization, and part of that was bringing in planners and this type of thing, you know, for the corners and putting flowers in and this type of. But like I said, as successful as this first campaign that we are doing,
mm-hmm.
I think it's nothing but good to go and get that pride going back in Dunkirk. So.
You know, it's really nice to see a small... There's so many small towns that have kind of fallen into disrepair, and people don't reinvest in their own communities. And it's so nice to see a small community do this. And I applaud you. And second, I'm really excited for you, because I know you guys are really active about moving forward, and you're committed to it. When we come back... let's talk a little bit more about some of those things, and Dan, you can kind of share a little bit of your experiences of being a mayor here for 6 months. So.
Good deal.
But right now, let's go back to Jeffrey O. and pay a bill or two.